Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Trapped in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Human Centipede with John and Lance. I'm not sure which end Dell is going to join.
.904 here on the bench, and joining us right now is going to be one of the hosts for our new noon show. We moved the Killer Bees into the Wheelhouse spots, the Wheelhouse 2.0 starring the Killer Bees.
Actually, the Blitz 3.0.
It's whatever you want to, however you want to call name. It's Joel and Jeremy still. It's the same crew. They go 3 to 6. And now joining us is going to be, for right now, we're talking about Josh Beard and the Who. The question is the Who. Well, you'll have to listen to find out who's going to be with Josh Beard. But you and that giant water bottle are going to be in here every day at noon starting today.
Starting today. Yeah. Brand new show with Josh and the Who. We got a smorgasbord of. That's probably a phrase that Dell doesn't like. I shouldn't have said that. Like, that's a really bad start. He probably doesn't love the phrase smorgasbord.
Oh, sorry. I'm just watching Nikola.
Oh, yeah. Of course, he wasn't paying
Nikola
attention.
Nikola Jovic highlights.
That makes sense. He wasn't paying attention.
From the FIBA championships. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. 12 to 3, brand new show. It's going to be Josh and the Who. We're going to have a whole bunch of different people sitting in next
Who's
to me.
Who's today?
Today is Paul Gallant, somebody who I used to produce for, and I was the old, much larger, less good-looking version of Sean Mapes back in the day. And now I'm Paul's boss today. I think that's how that works.
I like how that works. Well, yeah, I'd say that. Yeah, so you're Paul's boss.
He's going to get me coffee, all sorts of things. It's going to be awesome.
You had questions for us in comments.
Yeah,
you've written them down in notes.
I did. I put them down in my notes in my phone so I didn't forget them. Very important thing for me. I like to script everything out. My entire show is scripted. Andrew's working on that right now. He's been working for about 16 hours, so we'll see how that plays out. But first question, hi, Lance.
Hi, how you doing? No, it is scripted.
I play disc golf, too. Can we play sometime?
Yeah, we can play.
I can't. What,
but only when it gets cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't play like I used to anymore because there's this weird thing that my arm does where it pops and my entire arm goes numb down to my fingertips when I try to drive. So I think I might need to start backhanding like you do.
Yeah.
Forehanding, sorry.
You
forehanding.
Do, but you also probably need to see a doctor.
Nah. I've done doctors before, and they don't say nice things to me, so I don't go.
Nice things, or do they just not say things but that someone who's got medical issues wants to hear?
Things I don't want to hear. And so I don't go to them because they don't tell me things I want
to
hear.
Is that why you go to a doctor, to hear things you want to hear?
That's why I go. Why would I pay somebody money to tell me all the bad things about my body? I got married. I've got enough of that.
Oh, yeah, you've already got that, yeah.
Yeah, so...
There's a joke I didn't want.
it's day one, Del. Don't start, okay? Awesome. Cool. So we can go play disc golf.
Yep.
Second question. This is kind of a long one. It's got multiple parts. Write this down. What is bullcorn? Where can I get bullcorn? I don't have a bull right now, but hypothetically, if I did, should I feed it to my bull? And where can I buy a bull? But I feel like that's maybe more of a Granado question.
He won't know anything. Bullcorn is the safe way. There's two things. Bullcorn. I see this kind of like InfoLine, which I like it. Bullcorn is the safe way to say bull bad word. So you can say that's bullcorn.
You can't.
But bullcorn is actually. So my grandma Stevens, and now she's passed away, but my uncles still own a feedlot. So they have cattle there. Some are theirs, and some are other people's. And they feed the cattle corn, the good old fashioned way, corn fed. They're in Kansas. It's corn fed. We don't do open grass or whatever. It's corn fed. They're corn fed. So what comes out of the bull?
Corn.
Bull corn.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because you know how corn digests. So bull corn.
Yeah. I feel like there's like, I feel like there are a lot better ways to say other words other than bullhorn. Oh. So I don't love that one.
Well, I'm bringing
it
back.
But I do like your explanation. Okay, hold on. Let me find, I lost my spot.
Lance,
thank you for the answer.
Yep.
Now, Dell. Now, the first one's more of a statement. The second one's definitely a question because I put a question mark in it. The first one, Dell, you probably shouldn't discuss anyone else's L when it's the most prominent part of your own name.
No.
And that's just a statement that I think in general you should just like think about.
Nah, if I'm going to talk about Jesus, the man took one L. It was a big one. We're going to talk about
that's true.
I can't believe you're going back to that.
You weren't wrong.
He brought me back to it.
You weren't wrong.
Now, and he recovered mightily from it, miraculously.
Yeah.
Miraculously, you might say.
Would Dan Campbell say that Jesus had a lot of grit?
I think he would say Jesus had perseverance.
Yeah.
Could lead.
I don't know about grit.
He could lead. He had perseverance. Probably should be.
I mean, grit was
be a better auditor of his friends.
Him, yes, but
carpenter's
like leader,
son, hardworking.
Yeah. Probably not a great judge of character.
Deceptively fast.
Poise.
Yeah,
there definitely has poise.
Tremendous.
Forgiving.
Poise.
I think he'd say as well.
Leadership, poise.
Great teammate.
Great communicator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those are all good descriptors. Good job, Dan Campbell. Okay. Final question, Dell. Is it tough getting out of bed when both sides are the wrong side? And second part of that question, how do you handle that disappointment?
I mean, I guess that's a criticism on my attitude.
No, it's just a general question.
No, it's an accurate descriptor.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem for everyone besides me is I feel great. Now, you may take issue with my attitude, but it's always the right side of the bed for me because when I get out of it, I know I'm the superior person generally in every conversation. So I always feel good about
it. So like, I think we can dive into this more from like a psychological standpoint where like for you, it's the right side, but like for everyone else in the world who lives, it's the wrong side.
No, there's a select group of people who determines the wrong side because they're wrong.
Right.
But for others, like Sean would probably say, do I feel like when we have conversations, I got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
That's too long of a pause already.
It's mostly neutral. I would say like, your attitude
Thank
is
you.
Mostly neutral.
Thank you.
Neutral.
Neutral.
Yeah.
He said it's neutral.
Oh, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
That's why I say Dell's got a new attitude. He's gone from mad to neutral. That's an upgrade.
People think I should be putting on a show for them and so they're comfortable. No, this is just me.
It's fine. I feel like Dan Campbell would say about Dell, a lot of talent, not a team player.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah,
I'm a team player.
That's a very accurate statement.
I'm a team player.
Are you? Are you in the fantasy football league with other producers?
Oh, you know what I did? I saved
Have
them.
Have you ever gone to me and John to any of our houses for anything?
But I don't like you.
Not a team player.
That's literally
part of the team.
But
you don't
about.
Have to like people to be on the team. To be a good teammate.
Exactly.
You're a terrible teammate.
You don't have to go to someone's house to be a good teammate.
You're terrible. If it's a team building thing.
How's it a team building to watch you two drink? That's not a team building thing.
That is team building.
And
do
I want to subject myself to your 15 kids on a Saturday? No.
We're down to in the house. There's only three left.
Yeah.
Is that fun
Two
for me?
Two dogs also.
Is that fun for me? How's that good for me?
Go out on a patio. It's going to be under 100 soon.
That's terrible.
Here's the thing, Dell. This is what you don't get. And
I bet you I do get it. But go ahead.
This is what you don't get.
I bet you I do.
Is when you are a team player, it's not about what's the most fun. It's about what's right for the team.
Me, Dell. Me. You're part of the me. Are you Gen Z or millennial? Which one?
I'm a millennial.
Is your trend is Gen Z?
Is it
fun? Very Gen
is
Z
it
vibe
good here. For the team for me to be miserable at your house?
Yes.
You're not going to be miserable. There's going to be.
Won't I? You got two dogs, which I don't mind.
I got great basketball players at the house.
Who?
Dribble packages.
See, I don't want to deal with your
FIFA,
kids in the dribble
package.
There's
a lot of FIFA. We have FIFA battles
on
a regular basis.
You know how great you feel after your kids beat you?
I smash snacks. And then Mason beat me 6-0 because I had to play with stupid Everton. Because we do the thing where you have three choice. Boom. You hit random three times. And the best I came up with was Everton.
With your awful
team.
And
he beat me with like Chelsea. No. He beat me with, like, Tottenham beat me 6-0. I lost my championship.
There's
yesterday.
A good question, considering, will Splits bark at me while I'm there because of things?
Yeah, he'll bark.
He'll
bark at you, but he's not. No, he'll bark at you, but he's fine as long as you pet him. Penny will bark at you.
Why would Penny and Splits bark at me?
Penny barks at everybody.
Will I be an unfamiliar face?
She's a chihuahua.
Will I be an unfamiliar look
have
in the house?
Racist dogs.
Well, that's the question
I know
that's
where
being
you're
asked.
Going. I know where you're going.
I didn't
have
go
racist
there.
Dogs.
Someone else.
Someone else asked a chihuahua, the question. Which is, well, she's kind annoying, of Mexican dog.
That's a valuable question because, like, yes, Dell is not a good team player. We've all established that. And one day maybe he'll realize that.
Hold on.
But he also has
Can
to
I
feel
ask a
safe,
question?
Right?
Can I ask a question considering you're new around here?
Yeah.
Should you be trying to sow discontent? Are you a team player?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Matt Stafford gave me an incredible idea for how I'm going to get to know everybody and get to know all my new coworkers.
Is that before he shoved that drunk woman off the stage at the Super Bowl party?
He didn't shove her. She fell off and he just went, oh. Not my problem.
Yeah.
He didn't shove her
off.
Well,
that's what I remember. Didn't he get sued or something for shoving?
I know when I've been drinking, I don't try to help injured people because I could injure them further. I think Matt Stafford just did the right thing in that situation.
All right, enough of your questions. Yeah. It's time for me to ask a question. Okay. How much are you benching right now?
The last time.
Because you're looking like you're hitting the weights.
I maxed at 405 about a month and a half ago. I tried 425, and I think I have stress fractures in my forearms from it.
That's why you can't throw discs. Because you're trying to bench over 400
that's
right
new.
Now.
I just started.
You did 405 recently?
405 a month and a half ago.
What are you working out at?
Just my neighborhood gym.
I mean like weight-wise.
Weight-wise, I like to do higher rep stuff. So I start at like 265, 275.
With multiple reps?
Yeah, 12 reps
now
first.
Now you do have kind of short arms.
I do have short arms.
Like first. We don't.
Could you stop? I'm built like Gimli from, I've said this before. my brother's 6'8" and I'm 6 foot.
6'8"?
Yeah, he got the height. So we're like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger from Twins, and I got all the DeVito genes.
So you're 6 foot, but you do have shorter arms.
I do. And short legs.
Could you stop judging your co-host like he's an NFL prospect?
I know, but the problem is other hosts could get their hands on him quicker because he's got a short reach.
It's
but it's easier
what
for
about,
bench presses.
What about your lateral quickness?
I got an issue, but we're going to get
cleaned
up.
Can you bend the edge?
We're going to get it. I'm not an edge bender anymore. I used to be a great edge bender, but not now. Maybe not great, but
I think you would. You're slow, and you wouldn't. You get beat around
Brandon
the edge.
Brandon Strange would still have the best combine stuff. Our video guy, I think he'd still
over Andrew.
Oh no! Yeah, you're right.
Paul's upset that his name hasn't been.
Oh yeah, actually Paul. Yeah, Andrew Paul. That's true. Paul is too. No, sorry, Paul.
Secret,
that's my bad.
Secret time. I actually did a combine with Paul one time. He didn't even run under a. He ran. He didn't even run under a 5. It was like a 5.06. He talks all the time about being fast.
Oh my God! Sowing seeds of discontent.
Wow!
Bill.
I'm the fastest person at ESPN 97.5.
And he's got an impression too.
And he's got a.
And people are talking about me being a bad teammate.
He's just a great teammate. Well, I've spent so much time hanging out with him in moments when I just
Dell,
didn't
which
want
side
to.
Of the bad side of the
voice.
Bed are you getting off of? Yeah. Then he did a Paul voice.
Yeah.
Then he said Paul slow.
Yeah, he's not slow. He's just not fast.
He's just not as fast as he is.
Well. I'm so fast. Yeah, 5.06. Okay.
Wow. That's your Paul takes his athletic stuff very, very seriously.
Just
so
do not talk about his forearms. Dear God, whatever you do, do not talk about his forearms and how small they are. He can't.
I thought you were going to say like hairy or something.
No. It's everybody tries to talk about his eyebrows, other things. Do not comment on his small forearms at all.
You keep saying small.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, he thinks they're small. I think
now I'm
going to
look at
forearms. Yeah. Look at his forearms.
Now I'm going to look at the forearms.
It's hilarious.
Not like I care, but now I have to because I do judge people on. Like immediately I looked at you walking like short arm guy. He's going to immediately I'm thinking 29 and a half inch arms right now.
Great for ground fighting though. Awesome for
No, yeah. That's fine. But we're trying to protect quarterbacks.
He's
in this
not,
room.
Why is he a tackle? This why is isn't he just
no, 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 a center?
A center?
No one rushes from the A-gap.
Why he can't be a defensive tackle? Small, a short defensive tackle.
No, not with short arms.
You can leverage a nose, but you better be tilted nose playing right on top of somebody.
I don't have enough weight.
And then you got to hold up. You got to try to get into people quick so you can two gap. We can go through this whole thing, but yeah, I live my life through just scouting eyes, and the thing I see with Josh is tremendous power and strength in his upper body, short arms, which is going to hurt him. You'll be an undrafted free.
Yeah.
But we do like
but
your
I work
power.
Hard. I work hard. So
no,
that's
no,
I'll
I
make
mean,
a
we'll
team.
Keep you in camp for a while, but you'd be cut tomorrow, which
no.
is the day.
Tuesday is
no.
cut day.
The cut day. No. Tomorrow's cut day.
I would not be cut tomorrow.
You would well, be. You better play in a 3-4 defense.
Okay, now we're doing a combine.
You're not
and
a
I'm
practice
prove
squad player.
You got to play in a 3-4 defense. You're very scheme specific.
Yeah.
And you're probably rotational.
Yeah, the scheme is the USFL.
I am Aaron Donald, and you guys just don't realize it.
The scheme is the XFL.
Keep doubting me.
I didn't think it would get like this in one segment, but it did. It did. He went after Dell, and then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. And now you're going to have to deal with Paul Gallant.
Dell's so
angry.
Ah, it's fine. I've dealt with Paul for years. It's all right.
All right, 9:18, Josh. That's Josh Beard. Josh and Ahu is going to be the show for now from 12 to 3, and then we'll see what happens. and we'll see
it's
if
all
we can
up
find,
in the air, everybody.
And then we're going to see if we can find somebody to put with Josh. We'll just have to see what happens. That's going to be Josh. Josh, thanks for joining us. We appreciate
it.
Stay hydrated. All right. Time for Allstate Windows and Siding. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com. This is the company who has been in business for years and years. Four generations have run this company. So their name means something. Their product means something. Their customer service, reliability, pricing, all of it means something. The first thing I need to let you know is that by fixing your windows, by getting real double pane, double strength windows that are made here in the state of Texas, that are made for Texas, that's made for Texas weather, you got a chance to improve your energy efficiency up to 40%. That's a really, really big deal. And certainly you know that now as we've gone through this hot summer. If you have leaky windows, it's been a nightmare for you with the AC always having to run at all times and still having a humid house. Number two, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 listeners are going to get the hookup on new windows and complete siding jobs. All you have to do is ask what the discount is, and you can take advantage of a great discount, whether it's Hardy Plank siding that you're getting the new siding done to beautify your home or the new windows. They've got you covered. Make sure that you go to the website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com, and don't forget to tell them that Lance Zierlein from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 sent you by.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. I don't get it.
You never know what you're going to get.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance and the same five guys who always call. Oh, yay.
Half the secret is out, Lance.
Yep.
Josh Beard will be the host of Josh and the Who.
I thought he came at you. I thought he took some shots at you there, Del.
It seemed.
He did seem like he was sowing some seeds of discontent.
I think he tried to take his cues from the people who normally do this show, you and John, and thought, you know what? Dell seems like fair game. I'm going to go after him. And it's fine. I just think he
did strike back a little bit.
He took a swing and missed at the king, so we'll see how it goes for him.
And they say if you swing, you bet. I just hope it's not missed.
Josh knows, he knows that his show comes on at 12 to 3. This show comes on from 7 to 10, so I have 3 hours every day ahead of him to take as many shots as I like. And he has to build an audience. This one has an ingrained one. So at least initially, a lot more people are going to hear me taking shots at him. I when you do the math, if you coming in here,
yeah, you
got to do the math. And the math says I'm going to win at least early on. He's got a chance to change the math on that, though.
Speaking of winning early on, Houston Texans, they won yesterday, and they got a touchdown. C.J. Stroud just ho-hum, just running right down the field, getting up his first touchdown of the year. He's the new starting quarterback for your Houston Texans. It's been made official, even though he started all three games. Truth be told, I actually would have liked to have seen him play longer. I would have liked to have seen him got out of the first round, first quarter and into the second quarter, but that's fine. 2 for 4, 16 yards, touchdown.
Two drops.
I actually do feel much better about C.J. Stroud after seeing the last two games, but I don't think he's played nearly enough football to have him ready for the Ravens. So I think, unfortunately, I think he's going to be in for rough sledding in that first game against the Ravens because he's a rookie who hasn't seen any real looks. Everyone stays real vanilla in the first half. And so Suavecito is going to have to really rely on the running game.
Suavecito, that's what you're going with as far as his name?
That's what we're all testing. Can it
we,
out.
How much more Texans do we need to do? Because I really want to get to what's happening in Spain.
I don't really have much. Mentioned that. I didn't think Henry 200 or whatever. I didn't think he played very well.
You didn't like the linebackers at all, really.
The linebackers stunk. They had Hansen running in off the edge on a lot of outside, just edge rush blitzes. But I thought Henry T, as I call him, really had some bad fits in the game, run fits, and I didn't think he played well. I was impressed with some of the cornerback play. Be an interesting battle today and tomorrow when the cuts come out, because they've got some interesting, you know, Cam Dantzler has NFL experience. You just picked him up recently. Desmond King is in. Stingley's in. Tevier Thomas is going to be in, I would assume. There was nice play by Shaquille Griffin, who has NFL experience. I'm really curious to see how the secondary shakes out. I do know that they have more talent at that position now, potential talent, than they've had for a while.
Do you think that's their deepest position overall as a team?
So I'm going off name rather than game. I didn't watch Shaq. Shaq Griffin had some injury issues, but yeah, honestly, based on who these guys have been or were coming out, this could potentially be their deepest position because they have legitimate guys who have starts in the NFL who are going to be backups.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of like that. Oh, and Steven Nelson, if he doesn't make anyone mad.
Well, he got his money.
He should be fine. Steven Nelson, Stingley, you've got Desmond King, 3. You've got Quentin Griffin, who's trying to make the team. I mean, Shaquille Griffin. You've got Cam Dantzler, who's a late add, so we'll see. Tavier Thomas would be 6. I think they should keep 6. Those could be your 6. But actually, Kadar Holman had a really good game yesterday. A lot of breakups. A guy who come over originally spent some time with the Green Bay Packers. He's a guy also that played pretty well. So that is, I think that is the deepest position on the field, honestly.
Which position do you think is the most likely to?
I want to mention this. Tegan Quateriano had a really good block on a run yesterday by, I think it was Singletary. Really good cave-in block. They highlighted a block by Dalton King, but man, Quateriano was really getting after the defensive end and caved him down. I just wanted to mention that because having a blocking tight end is extremely important in this offense. Okay, sorry.
As far as everyone thinks about the 53 and goes, oh, they're going to cut this guy. This is going to be a 53, but generally, you'll see another team cut a player, and the Texans may love that guy, and they'll bring him on, and then another guy has to get dropped. So who do you think what position do you think as far as being strengthened from another team's cut do you
offensive
think could happen?
Line.
Yeah?
Yeah, because Jared Patterson's a 5th, 6th rounder. He can play guard or center, but Juice Scruggs is going to be there. I could see Dieter possibly being gone for another offensive lineman. Usually offensive linemen who are cut, though, aren't very good. I mean, it's not a deep position, but... and they're actually fairly deep at tackle right now. I don't see wide receiver being that spot. Probably not safety. Honestly, this is weird. I'm having a hard time thinking. I think the tight ends are who you want for the most part. Maybe linebacker.
Yeah, you'd have to see who maybe becomes linebacker. If there's a surprise cut someplace, maybe they'll go grab a person to strengthen the linebacker core.
Had a couple of really good rushes. I mean, he's a start. I'm thinking Kurt Heinisch. I'm going through. I don't know. It used to be you could go any position, but now on a serious note, Nick has actually done a pretty good job of getting serviceable backups in. And that's not even a joke. Like, there's some guys that you probably wouldn't just pull somebody off the waiver route just to replace guys.
Yeah, I think the linebacker thing, if they could find another body there that they like, and that'll depend on who gets cut. Maybe there's a surprise cut someplace that a guy they didn't expect. Maybe there's someone from San Francisco who gets dumped, and D'Amico goes back there because it's a different personnel group because San Francisco had years to build. But how important those linebackers were for that defense, and the Texans certainly need to build that to get to where D'Amico wants, and it's not going to happen in year one. So we'll see what goes on there as we continue to move on. And by Tuesday, we'll have some information. We'll have some answers as far as how many guys, at least how many surprises are, because I don't know if there are any surprises with the Texans team. That would be the thing you can point to when we talk about maybe they don't have depth of talent, guys getting cut that you're not surprised by or even a little concerned or gone. I think for the most part, everything's kind of set.
A lot of the work is done. 45 through 53, you'll be seeing changes on the roster throughout the year where this guy's gone, that guy's on. You know, Holman is brought in, Cam Dantzler's cut or goes on the injured list. Or, you know, like some of these guys who get cut may come back. Some of them may go to the practice squad because you don't have those same practice squad rules that you used to have. But it's... During the year, I think, is where you'll see changes in...
You think churning will go on throughout the year?
Not like it's been, though. It's been a lot of lineup churning. Not as much of it is going to happen unless you're doing things just where you, you cut a guy and then you bring him back the next week, some of that stuff. But I don't, because there's an agent told me that's done for contract purposes. It's cheaper for the team. It kind of screws the player over a little bit, but it's that's why some of those players get cut. They don't have to pay them a game salary, and then they pay somebody cheaper, and it's a whole thing. But let's break it here. We'll get to Spain.
I want to talk about, and
you said that Mark Vandermeer can't say suavecito, and I'm going to prove to you in a sound clip that you can mix and match languages.
I didn't say he can't. I said I feel like he won't. And I want to talk about a mother's love. And how much do you think your mother loves you, Lance? And
you're always delving into family stuff, trying to plant seeds of doubt.
I'll have a scenario in place and ask, do you think your mother would do this?
Okay.
We'll talk about that on the other side, here on the bench. Do you have something to discuss?
Yeah, I have Dash Bilal to discuss. Personal injury lawyer, if you've been injured in an accident, he doesn't do divorce, he doesn't do people going after child, you know, you want your payments for child support. He's not doing criminal. That's not what he does. What he's doing is personal injury. He specializes in that. He's got 10 offices in Houston, over 50 lawyers, but now he has opened in Arkansas. He's opened in New Mexico. He has opened in Atlanta. He's going to be open in Phoenix soon. Listen, he's spreading out because he's had so much success. Now, Texas is his home base, and Houston is his first love. He went to high school here. Good friends with Selvin Young. He and Selvin hang out all the time. He did undergraduate at Texas. He got a post-grad degree at Texas. He did his law degree at University of Houston. And he is involved in the community, in the high school community. He's just did something with Channel 2 where he's going to be sponsoring a ton of high school games. He supports local athletes through his NIL endeavors and through some of his spending on the high school level, and that's how he gives back. But make no mistake, the money he makes is coming from really kicking major ass on personal injury cases. If you are injured through someone else's negligence, he's going to fight hard for what is coming to you, for your hospital bills, for your physical therapy, for your pain and suffering, because it wasn't your choice to get into that accident at the workplace or on the roadways or wherever it happened, but he's going to make sure that the insurance companies don't put the squeeze to you. He fights back and gets you every penny that is coming to you. That's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, proud supporter of a ton of athletes here locally, including $1 million donation to, well, not donation, but $1 million spend on NIL for the Houston football team as well. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. All systems go.
Houston is all systems go.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back to the bench.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to, so we're not going to do News of the Weird. I'm sorry for those of you who really like News of the Weird. I can invent some stuff, and the segments will be weird anyway, so it's not a problem. Now, have you ever been to a therapist or a counselor or a I don't mean to get into your medical health, but I don't care about HIPAA. So just okay. Answer the question.
Okay, sure. You're done?
Yeah.
With the preamble?
I ask you a question.
I've been to a therapist twice when I was a kid.
Okay. So I've been before and it's typically good. Like in movies, they really what all they do is say, how does that make you feel? They make you say things. They say, how does that make you feel? They pretend they write something. And really, they force you to work things out. And if you think it's going to be like there was an HBO show called, I think it's called Therapy with...
In Treatment? Which one?
Yes, I think that's it. With the guy from Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I know you're talking
about. The Irish guy.
In Treatment. Gabriel Byrne.
In Treatment. It was actually a really good show. That's not how it really works. They just ask you, well, how does that make you feel? Well, how does that make you feel? And they want to get to the root of this and that, which is why I'm asking. You're always trying to get to root causes of stuff. And there's also Hannibal Lecter, who had the mind of a therapist, but he used it for negative, where he would try to get into people's psyches and destroy them from the inside.
And you're comparing me to which? The therapist or Hannibal Lecter?
I'm not comparing you. I'm just making statements.
You're
making
observations?
It's just observational that I've seen that on TV a couple different ways.
Okay.
So now, I'll lead you into what did you want to say about me and my mom's relationship or what?
I just simply wanted to ask, do you think your mother would do this? We've been talking a lot because it's an ongoing story, what's happening to the Spanish Federation coming off the World Cup win by their women's team. Luis Rubiales is under fire for, let's say, forcefully kissing Jenny Hermoso. His contention is it was consensual. We have seen, at least from her,
after, she said it was consensual, and then she backed up on it.
All right. You're rushing to the fence of this guy.
She's not
funny.
An ally at all of soccer presidents.
Well, she is being supported by her countrywomen, and women who play the sport around the world, including in this country. But
that's an easy train to get on.
The news that came out over the weekend is that FIFA is suspending the president for 90 days as they conduct an investigation. And the coach who's under fire, the Spanish coach who's under fire for his treatment of his players, also turned on him too afterwards because, you know, it's hot in this kitchen. I gotta pick a side. And I'm not going to pick the side of the guy who just got suspended by FIFA. Well, now Luis Rubiales, the president, his mother is involved. The mother of embattled Spanish Football Federation president, Luis Rubiales, has locked herself in a church and said she is on a hunger strike in protest of her son's treatment. A cousin confirmed. Angeles Bejar shut herself inside the church of the Divine Shepherdess. That's a great name. The Divine Shepherdess in Rubiales' hometown of Motril, Andalusia on Monday. So the question to you, Lance, is if you were under fire for what your mother considered unfair treatment, would she go on a hunger strike and lock herself inside of a church?
My mom's pretty down. My mom is a big supporter. She's always been a really good mom. Would she lock herself inside of a church and go on a hunger strike?
Until the inhuman, bloodthirsty witch hunt.
No, but she'd say something on Facebook.
Well, she's not as down as Miss Bahar is. Yeah. She said her protest would continue until the inhuman, bloodthirsty witch hunt, which my son is being subjected to, came to an end.
Thank you.
Would your mother do that?
No, but she might have a tersely worded email that she sent out and a Facebook
post.
Let's
say the committee for the humane treatment of Germans came out and took issue with your use of the term "my schnitzel," and you were under fire for it. Would your mother
more German on my dad's side?
Would your mother take offense?
Yeah, I'm her firstborn. She would. She wouldn't look out after Mike. He's secondborn.
Okay.
So, like every good mom, she's going to look out for firstborn better than secondborn. You're secondborn. You know that.
I'm firstborn for my mother. Thirdborn.
Well, then you're your mom's little baby, which...
Yeah, thirdborn from my dad.
Now we know why you're so soft and won't go outside and play disc golf.
Soft? Because you play disc golf?
And
that
you
makes
won't
me
be
soft?
Around people.
That doesn't make me soft. So we've learned that your mother ain't down for the cause.
She is. Like I said, she'd be on...
You said she wouldn't lock herself in a church.
She put something on Facebook. It's the same.
That's not enough.
It's the same. Oh, who doesn't know if she's bringing food in with her?
Hunger strike. Lock herself in the church.
I want to know if Jenny Hermoso, backtracking on what she originally said... And potentially killing this guy's mom is worth it to her.
You know, I don't know why I'm using a scenario of
and will they catch murder charges?
I don't know why I'm using a my schnitzel scenario. How about when you come under fire for supporting this Spanish president? Will your mom...
You know, I'm doing it as a joke, but my wife, who's always on the alert...
Will your mom defend
you? Yesterday, I'm at my house, and somehow the German coach or the Spanish coach came up. I think my son Mason asked about it, and I was telling him, I said... And this is what I said, because I truly believe this happened. I said, and I knew this would, I did it anyway. He said, what happened? And I said, so they won the World Cup, and then like, and I said, a moment of passion, like a moment of excitement, he got caught up in excitement. He gave a kiss to one of the, like, kiss on the lips to one of the players. It was real quick. I couldn't even, and my wife said, wait, that's your excuse? So you're making excuses for this guy? So that's your excuse. You're making excuses. I said, I'm not making excuses. I don't think he was right. That's what happened. Sometimes we have to say what's happening. We cannot just continue to say, all right, what's the positioning of this so I can make it? What happened was, clear as day, he got all excited. He was hyped up, and he did something he shouldn't have done. In another time, it would have been, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, But I don't think I'm inaccurate by saying it wasn't premeditated. Do you have to back away from the mic? Do you think it was premeditated?
No.
You think, watch this. If we win, I'm taking my chance to throw some tongue down her throat. That's not what happened. It was a face mask.
I don't,
it was like, bang.
I don't think he planned it. He grabbed her head and then forcefully kissed her. The question would be is, why did he think that
was
okay?
Do you think it was a momentary excitement?
I don't.
Why did he think it was okay? Because he sees them as equals.
That's the
sneaky part that you're
not
seeing.
Did he make out with the coach?
No, but maybe. But he would have kissed them in that way, too.
We would have saw it.
He would have kissed them in that way, too, had they won. But they didn't. They were disappointments.
Did he kiss any of the male trainers who were on the, or male coaching staff?
Did they make important goals?
She didn't either. She missed a penalty.
But he was telling her it was okay. Didn't you hear what he said?
I heard what he said.
And he goes, is it okay if we kiss? She goes, yeah, let's kiss.
That's what he says.
See, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
I think he made a mistake in a heat of passion. It's going to cost him. He'll eventually have to leave.
Well, the biggest issue, issue.
But I don't think I'm inaccurate by saying, I don't think it was premeditated. I think it was the heat of the moment. I had to tell my wife, that doesn't mean I'm backing him or anything like that.
I think that's what happened.
I was explaining it to my son what happened. I'm given the visual, and then that's it.
I guess the reasoning is you shouldn't be that heated of the moment to do that. That it's not – we've never seen
that
before.
Have you tried to give a high five that you missed? You do a lot of things when you get excited. You say things in a heat of passion that you're like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed I said that. Well, that's sexual stuff, but you may say things like, ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
But it wouldn't be a physical action, I don't think, like he did. You should be in enough control to not grab her and do that.
Yes.
That's his problem.
Yeah, I agree. That's why he's going to be gone.
Yeah. And the fight he's put up about it. And apparently now they
want to. Well, because he knows he didn't mean anything by it. And so he knows what's in his heart.
Oh,
so
is
he's
that,
fighting
oh,
for what's in his heart.
Then why did he blame her?
And he's like, hold up. You told him everything. Why are you backing out now, Jenny Hermosa? Because the kitchen got a little hot? Name anybody who would be willing to get on this train. This is not a comfortable argument.
Then why are you on it?
Because I'm trying to show people, look, I still think he's going to be gone.
Do you think he should be gone?
I mean, yeah,
his response to everything.
As soon as the whole team says they'll never play for him again.
It's a problem.
This is pretty much an untenable situation.
Yeah, it's a problem. They're
World Cup winners. It's not like they were eliminated, and he's not kissing anybody, eliminated in the
second round.
Qualifying stages. Yeah. But, they're the World Cup winners. Now, you could wait for maybe 2 years. No, because you got World Cup qualifiers.
And you got Euros qualified, too.
He's going. And his mom, now, if y'all kill that old lady, the blood is on your hands.
Or you could just eat a sandwich. No one told you to go on a hunger strike.
Well, you need you're going to need him to say that. What if he's been pretty stubborn so far. He could say, if she dies, she dies, and this is under your hands.
Is that Italian or Spanish?
Same. Love language. Romance languages. Mm.
Well,
sound a little bit of the same.
The love language stuff is why he's making out with players when he shouldn't.
You know what, Sean? Let's do this right now. I'll show you what Italians sound like. Now, I believe that I'm spitballing some CJ Smooth, Suavecito. I'm working on some names I'm spitballing some names for CJ Stroud so we can get a cool nickname like Joe Shiesty. And I came up with Suavecito. And Dell didn't think Mark Vandermeer would have the balls to call him.
I didn't use that phrase or term.
It's what you implied. And I would say, okay, well, he spent a lot of time in Miami for the Hurricanes before he came over.
He never said Suavecito, Najee Davenport. He never did that.
He probably said something like, Café con leche!
Ken Dorsey! No, he never did
that. Yeah. There's a lot of things he could have said, Se acabó el cuentico!
He never said vamos. He never did any of that. That's a very easy thing to get away with.
We've got to.
Vamos, Dorsey. Vamos, Andre. He never did that.
But he's missing out. I bet John
would.
So
why do you think he would
be John would.
Yeah, John would.
Mix it up. It's a rebrand. Cal's got a pinky ring. He's shooting up the edge. Mark, come with some new stuff. Vamos, vamos, vamos.
He never did it. With the championship-level team, he never did it.
Have they ever been good?
Vamos, Cotreed. Vamos, Al Blades.
I know there's been two. And how good have they been? Is this a rebrand? Did you see Zero the other day up in the suite? Like now they're getting rappers up in the suite.
Sure.
Now Houston is finally The Texans have figured out we've got to get more of the rappers doing stuff like
that.
Sorry,
now I just want to do former Hurricanes after with Vamos. Vamos, Joaquin Gonzalez. Yeah. Vamos.
Yeah.
Vamos, Bryant McKinney.
Joaquin Gonzalez sucked.
That's old Cleveland Brown hate.
And he almost got the quarterback killed.
We got to play the sound on the other side. We got one more segment to go.
All right. When we come back, we'll hear an Italian. We'll hear the love language. And this is why I think Mark Vandermeer really needs to. Let's pick it up. And Jeremy Branham, too, by the way. Y'all need to start incorporating more Spanish speaking stuff.
We're changing Cougars basketball? You want Jeremy to do that?
Nah. It probably hits more with the Astros. And then. Texans fans. There's a lot of Hispanic-speaking Texans fans. You know, let's change it up, and let's call him Suavecito. That's a really great nickname, Suavecito.
Because you made it up.
No, guys, get on the train. Suavecito. It's 9:49 here on The Bench, and we wrap it up coming up next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
That song belongs to me!
Back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
We're going to call this segment Sounds from Around the World. Actually, I think that's something we could do. Good sound. Here is, you ask if a Spanish man sounds like this, and it's a love language. I want you to listen to this. This is, you know the phrase Spanglish.
Yes.
Where you mix in. It happens a lot.
And an OK Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. I saw it. It was okay. Who was the girl?
She was big at the time, but...
Yeah, she fell.
I don't know if she didn't really grow anything in America, at least.
Well, this is... I don't know what the name is for Italian. Italians, like true Italians, not John Italian, but true Italians who mix in Italian and English, but this is what it sounds like. Sean Mapes, let's play. We had a goal, and you'll be able to tell who scored the goal here when you hear this goal call.
Oh, Christian Pulisic dentro per Loftus, giro, Pulisic, come on baby, USA, again, PDT again, Christian Pulisic, the captain of USA national team, 1-0 per noi, 1-0 per noi, 1-0 per noi.
The captain of the U.S. national team. It's so stereotypical, and it's exactly how he spoke his English.
It's what any American who was doing a bad Italian accent.
Yeah, we now feel vindicated.
Yes.
USA, America national team, captain. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, baby.
Corey Pulisic. So he
Christian
scored.
Pulisic.
I mean, Christian Pulisic. So he's. Why did I say Corey?
I don't know.
Is there any such person as Corey Pulisic?
No, not anyone famous, no.
Yeah, Christian Pulisic. So Italians do sound like that when they speak English. Now, here is an American speaking about the world. We have Noah Lyles, who is a track sprinter.
Not just a track sprinter, the fastest man in the world right now.
In 100?
Yep.
So the fastest man in the world, Noah Lyles, is taking great exception. Now, this is a guy who races. He's the fastest in the world.
In the 100.
Nobody in the world is faster than him in the 100.
He has the world title in the 100, I think the 200 too.
Yeah.
I think
so. He's the fastest in the world.
Yes.
That's legitimate, right?
Yes.
He races against everyone in the world?
Yes, he does.
He goes to meets across the world.
And races against the world,
well,
yes.
Let's see what he has to say about the NBA teams calling themselves world champs.
World champion of what? The United States?
You know the thing that hurts me the most? Is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the US at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
No flags in the NBA. And the world champs are dominated by Serbians now.
And I don't know that they still put that on hats anymore. Like, the Nuggets didn't have it on theirs. It was a thing all throughout the 90s. And I think some hats, depending on who's the design, they'll throw them on there even more recently. I think the Warriors had it on their hats. But it's not a consistent thing. NBA players weren't happy with him. Kevin, they all found the Instagram post. And some of them use words. Others use emojis, like Damian Lillard. Kevin Durant said somebody helped this brother. Let's see. Juan Toscano-Anderson, of all people, I think he won titles as a bench player for the Warriors, said, last time I checked, the NBA was the best competition in the world, capitalized it. Udonis Haslam chimed in, retired.
Wait, you mean NBA players got salty about something?
Sensitive
went
about
to
something?
Twitter, sensitive? Went to X or whatever and got sensitive?
And frankly, he was only...
Kevin Durant didn't say anything, though, right?
No, he said somebody helped his brother. Frankly, he was really attacking the branding. He just took issue with the branding that the NBA does, which has nothing to do with the players.
He's going to point out he's a true world
champion. And he's a world champion. He competes against the best, of course, the best players in the world playing the NBA, which would be their point.
Well, that's going to do it for the show. Tomorrow I want to get into Deion Sanders and Prime, Coach Prime. I saw on week zero, there was so much Coach Prime. Last night on the Texans versus the Saints, so much Coach Prime
that
stuff.
Stuff's going to go away when Colorado's like 0-5, whatever they're opening.
They do know they have to play games, right?
Yeah, that's going to – the Coach Prime stuff is great now. It won't be great when they face off against TCU on Saturday.
No. All right, Granato's back tomorrow, so he'll have an update on how Maldonado's doing, which, in case you didn't know, pretty
hit a home run, two hits.
Pretty good, John. Pretty good.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.